It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's COVID-19 numbers have reached an all-time high since the pandemic began. CPR's Andrea Dukakis explains.
One reason for the rise is testing has ramped up dramatically, so many more cases are being identified. Still, the percentage of positive tests has also edged up, indicating the virus is spreading. The number of hospitalized COVID-19 patients is rising too, and ICUs are fuller now than at the start of the pandemic. But the Colorado Hospital Association's Julie Lomborg says that's in part because people with other illnesses are now showing up at the hospital.
Our message today is, if you're experiencing warning signs of a heart attack or a stroke, don't wait to be seen.
Lomborg says people are also out and about more. That leads to more accidents and more trauma patients. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
An outbreak of COVID-19 at a criminal justice facility in Rifle continues to grow. CPR Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has the latest.
Two new cases were identified Monday at the group living facility. Both were clients, bringing the total number of client cases to 8. The program offers alternative sentences for nonviolent offenders. 3 staff members have also tested positive. In a press release, Garfield County says arrangements are being made for all clients who test positive. And while the facility has been operating at 50% capacity, that number will be reduced further. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The arrival of cold weather has made life difficult for restaurants and bars. They've been depending on outdoor spaces to maintain social distance during the pandemic. Josh Walken, owner of Secret Sauce Food and Beverage in Denver, says he wasn't expecting the deep freeze that hit Sunday and Monday.
We're, hanging on the edge of a cliff here going into winter, and everyone's trying to do their best to come up with, ways to survive, whether that's takeout or patio heaters or tents or greenhouses.
He's ordered what he described as igloos for his establishments, but he worries about how smaller restaurants will survive without additional support. Temperatures are staying cool again today, but not like yesterday. Highs are in the 30s for Colorado Springs and Fort Collins, right at 40 in Denver this afternoon. This is CPR News.